Tina Wood here from Channel 10. Thank you for watching. I am with the Brad Goldberg.
How you
from
doing?
Live Search.
The Tina Wood from Channel 10.
I'm doing so good, and I'm excited. Mm-hmm. You know, it's been busy.
Yeah, it's been a big couple weeks for us.
Well, what's happening at Live Search?
So last week we rolled out a couple of new things that we're doing that are specifically focused on the area of commerce. One is we acquired a company, Faircast, that's actually based here in Seattle. They're a travel-based search engine, and we rolled them into Live Search, and I can show you an example of what
well,
that looks like.
Well, let's pop that up, yeah, because I have not actually heard of Faircast.
You haven't heard of Faircast?
I have not, no, and I'm actually searching for hotels, so if this is a place that I can go to...
It is. Do you ever search for travel online?
Yes, I do, all the time.
Are you interested in going to San Francisco?
I can't wait to go to San Francisco.
So let's check that out. So here, if you'd entered a query, flights from Seattle to San Francisco, you'd see that there is a result that pops up right at the top. Top flight deals from Seattle to San Francisco.
Right.
And you can see here it says fares holding steady. One of the things that's most interesting about Faircast is they have this predictive technology that allows you to understand whether the deal you're getting is actually the best deal, you're better off waiting.
So it's not going to tell me I have to buy magazines from so-and-so in order to get the deal for $167.
It's not going to tell you you need to do that. So you can see if I click through, it says that it's $167, the fare is steady, and it's $69 less than the average low on record. So if I wanted to go through here, and I'd actually see, you have the ability that I can search for flights. And let's say, is it just you going, or do you have anyone else heading down with you?
I'm just going to go solo to SF.
Just going to go solo?
I'll take a little
trip. I can click on find flights. And so then what this does is it goes out and pulls across Expedia, Hotwire, a bunch of other major engines. And you can see here that there is a fare prediction that it has where it can look at the, you see this fare has been about $200, and then it's down right now around $160. And you can see here all the airlines. That you have the ability, and you can just go through here and book normally.
And that's important, too, because I'm kind of an American girl.
Well, that's good to know.
Okay, good.
And then you can see here you have the ability, like with a lot of meta search engines, to refine and narrow, pick the airlines that you really want to focus on, and you mentioned you're interested in hotels, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, so if you want to search for deals on hotels in San Francisco, Faircast has taken the same technology that they originally pioneered in flights and applied it over... to hotels.
So I can book everything through Faircast. Is it going to take me Expedia and then I book it through Expedia if I find the best deal there, or whom do I book it
That's
through?
That's right. Faircast is actually more focused on just helping you find the right deal, sort of in a lot of the core ways that search really tries to aggregate information from different sites so you can really find what it is that you're looking for faster. And then you can see of the same ways, you have a map here where you can look by geographic, by location, and by pricing. You can see distance. And you can go through and map things out that way. So that could get you jump-started on your trip.
Look, I'm going to Faircast as soon as I get out of this interview. That works out. So if we're going to talk about search, we've got to talk about Google. You know, for a lot of people out there, what's the main difference between live search and Google?
Well, rather than having me tell you a bunch of things, why don't we just go take a look and sort of check some of the things out. So who's a celebrity that you like?
Johnny Depp.
Okay. Oh, see, actually, even when I spell him correctly, we're able to get to Johnny. So if you go over here and take a look at our image search, we have the ability to do not only infinite scroll. So if you pick out any of the images, you don't need to go through and sort of tab. It just continually reloads images, which leads to a really great visual browsing experience.
Yep.
You also have the ability to do great refinements here. So if you just want to look, Johnny Depp in black and white.
How'd you know that's exactly what I was looking to do?
If you want to just look at a face shot, face of Johnny Depp in black and white, you have the ability
specific.
To sort of really hone in and take a look on
the
that.
The shirtless, that's not on there. But.
Oh, you mean to add that as a true navigational tab? I actually hear that we're working on that.
Okay,
we're
perfect.
Fine by color, face, and shirt on, shirt off. Another thing to check out in terms of our video searches, we have the ability to actually... when you simply hover over a video to play in the background, sort of the key segment. So here's an example of Johnny Depp on Letterman. It's from YouTube. You can see that we've pulled video, MSN video, MySpace, and really places all across the web. And here what we've done, based on some technology from MSR, is really condensed the most relevant pieces of that 6.5-minute video. So you can just watch it in about 15 or 20 seconds and then figure out if you actually want to click through and actually check it out.
And that's great. So it's not just MSN video. You bring in MySpace and YouTube.
That's right. It's a real broad crawl of the web. So now if we compare that to what image search looks like on Google, so you see that you have the ability to scroll down, and then if you want to go actually see more than is in the screen, I think we'd have to hit next. And you know what? Then we can wait for the page to reload.
Page views.
And your desire to see the black and white shirtless, it's actually not one of the scroll options that Google has available there. And then if you wanted to click out video, I think it's actually under their more button here. And if we wanted to, after we wait for the page to load.
So it seems obviously the user experience a little bit maybe more efficient on
So here you can actually check out what this Johnny Depp on Letterman video looks like. Oh, I'm hovering, but Actually, I don't think you're... You hear, does that really give you the flavor of what the video's like?
I'm not hearing anything.
Yeah, definitely point taken for sure.
So now I've talked a little bit about how we're different in images and then also in video, but I think it'd be great to walk you through what we announced last week around cashback.
Yeah, and you know, my mom actually, I came into the house yesterday and was like, oh, I got this email on cashback.
She got it?
She did, and she's like,
people actually get those emails?
Yes.
It's unbelievable.
She's like, Zevi, I'm going to get money, and I said, well, let me find out. So what does that mean?
So let's check it out. So give me a product that you'd like to search for online.
I'm always looking for a digital camera because I usually drop it and it breaks. And
okay.
All right.
So let's check out digital camera. Okay, so now you've landed on a results page for digital camera. So let's get this. Check this one out. It's the Kodak EasyShare.
Ah, how did you know I was shopping for an EasyShare?
Excellent. And so what we've done is we've landed on a page that looks a little bit different than what an average search results page does. And what we've done is we've gone out and we've aggregated across all of these different user review sites. You can see we have from DP Review, from Opinions, from CNET, and other sites. And then we've taken all of the user reviews and user feedback around general comments, ease of use, photo quality, and then giving you an aggregated view. So if you want to go drill in and help figure out the camera that you want to buy, this gives you a way. We're actually changing the user experience around how you go about researching and buying goods online. So that's a bit of our overall focus on commerce. But now let's talk a little bit more about cash back.
There we go.
So you can see the gleam.
Yes.
So let's say that this isn't the camera that you want, but you just want to figure out other cameras that you might want to get. So this takes you to what we call the cashback offers page, where you can see all of the different digital cameras that are actually available via cashback. At launch, we had over 700 merchants who were in the first wave that we announced, and so we have a great selection of over 10 million offers that are available online.
So let me ask you really quick, is it the merchant that's offering the cashback or the actual product that's the cashback?
That's right. So it's Microsoft is actually funding the cashback directly to the user, and it's the merchant who identifies the percentage of the rebate that they actually want to provide. But it is Microsoft who is funding that as a reward for users for using live search to find items, just like we've been going through now. Mm-hmm. So if we go through and let's check out this Samsung digital camera. So you can see here that there's a number of different merchants that are available, Circuit City, ComSource, and they all have a range of cashbacks. This gets to your question of who actually sets the rebate amount. It's actually the merchant. And then you can see the different bottom line price. So after you go through and actually complete your purchase, you'll get an email that'll look like this that'll be welcoming you to cash back. Then if you click through, you're actually able to see a summary of all the purchases that you've made. So you've actually been quite busy, little
yes,
did you know.
Yes, well, how did you know I was
And you actually have a total cash back of $458.98 that is available to you. And you can see here's the Samsung digital camera that you went through and buy, and let's check out some other things that you've been busy around. You'll have to tell us about that Ultra Pro Series 10-gallon stainless steel tank that you bought.
Oh,
and
little
how
do you know about me, Brad. Little do you know about me. Now, is there a minimum? Like, do I have to wait till I have $500 and then you actually send
You just
me a
need
check?
About a gallon of gas, so just about $5 is the core minimum. Hopefully we won't get there in terms of that being the price of a gallon of gas, but it's just $5. And then you'll see here that there are different time periods. We actually have a 60-day period between the purchase and when you actually get the refund that is largely around fraud, so that we can make sure that you actually bought the good as opposed to someone who is just actually buying things fraudulently online.
So
that's sort of the core idea. It's really about search that pays you back and trying to differentiate in the space around commerce to make the experience of buying goods online easier than it is today.
Brad, I think it's wonderful. I think it's fantastic. You're going to buy stuff anyway, so why not get money back for it?
Exactly.
Awesome. The Brad Goldberg.
And the Tina Wood.
We love it. For more, live.com, live search, where do you want people to go?
Live.com. Check out Cashback.
Go get
Thanks
your money.
A lot.